Sunday night, end of the day too.
Cherry would be a good example of Sheikh Yonim. I say I'm not sure if that still applies nowadays. I want to check that. That was number one. Then we spoke about when to make the bracha Sheikh Yonim. So Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say one should make Sheikh Yonim before Bei Pur eats, because of Shadab Ahefzuk. It's an interruption in the bracha. Why, so the minigoyim seems to be make Sheikh Yonim after you make the bracha Bei Pur eats. There's no shear actually. You can have a tiny bit of Sheikh Yonim. Once you have a minute amount, that's really good enough to make Sheikh Yonim on. And we said if there's a few fruits of Sheikh Yonim, you should only make one Sheikh Yonim. Make one Sheikh Yonim to cover everything. Actually, I just looked at my notes now. It's also interesting. He says, if someone's got, let's say, for example, a new fruit and a new garment, generally. So one makes one Sheikh Yonim for both. You shouldn't make two separate Sheikh Yonims. Then we spoke about different fruits, cranberries. We said cranberries, passion fruit, and papaya are hadoma. We said, and I want some. And others say that passion fruit, some people make eights on. And I said, it's always, whenever you've got a question, what bracha to make on a fruit, whether it's hadoma or eights, hadoma is definitely safer because b'di eved, one is yitzah with hadoma. Even if one made it on an apple, which is definitely b'di eved eights, someone made b'di eved hadoma, b'di eved yitzah. Someone made a mistake. They made b'di eved hadoma on an apple. It's yitzah. If the fruit is a strawberry, if someone made b'di eved yitzah on that, it's not yitzah. So if you're ever in doubt of what bracha to make, then a chayra b'di eved hadoma is a better one of the two options. Then we spoke about quince. I don't know what the other one's called, persimmon fruit. That's the eights. Vegetables we also spoke about when you make hadoma on that. The chosher of fruits maybe does. Then we spoke about esrog. We said that pasuk, you don't make a Sheikh Yonim on esrog. There are various reasons, either because you've only made Sheikh Yonim on sukkahs on it, or it stays on the tree for a number of years, or that after cooking it's not noticeable the difference in taste. And then finally we spoke about, what's the chiddush to me, which I was taught quite a review of this year, and that is, even though we said if someone has a whole variety of fruit in front of them, and you're eating all sorts of fruits, so we said the eight comes first, the olive, because olive is the first of the shiras haminim. But we said the chiddush actually, we said if you're having a bread meal, if you're having your chibi shvat party in the middle of a bread meal, so then someone's ma'ira that you don't make hot eights on olives. Because since olives are part of a meal, people that have olives during a meal, the hamoitzi works for it, moishi. And therefore there's no hot eights on olives, and it goes to dates. Actually, that's the chayra way it seems. What?
So can you eat olives in the meal? You can eat pomegranates in the meal.
Pomegranates are fruit.
Olives.
Olives normally do in the last time. Yeah, you've got these dishes of olive. You buy these, what's it called, these jars of olive. Yeah. What's it for?
You have olives with
you. People have olives. People have olives. I also do. Someone else, I also don't actually. And it's called melavasa pas. It's very interesting. It's called something which accompanies bread, and therefore in the bread meal, you don't make eight olives. Yeah. Rachel, what?
Jam, marmite. That's five different olives you buy.
I didn't look up this now, actually. It's okay, interesting. I was taking someone on Shabbos, this Chiddush, and he said to me, the mice, it's the chur, the same machlokes. I don't think we ever spoke about it. Very interesting. You know, for Simonim and Rosh Hashanah, so what we do is we take, dates, apples, and, do you make very plays on dates and apples, yeah? What about the washing? Let's say someone's having a carrot just for the simonim. Or he's having a leek for the simonim. So say it's also a shadow what broccoli you make, maybe a pradama. Even though leek and carrots are eaten part of a meal, but since now you're not having it as a meal, you're having it now as a simon, maybe you have to make a broccoli. And I think the minigoy is not to make a broccoli, as far as I know. You don't make a broccoli. But it's an interesting question. It's a question there as well, which is relevant to that thing. Okay, everybody say. Let's move on to a bit of a new topic. But yeah, I'm just preparing this year. It's very, very interesting to fill a bit civil. So, I've got a bit like Dom over here. And he says that, first of all, I have to realize how special it is to fill a bit civil. Chazal say that civil, when the civil davened together, the tefillah is discovered much more, doesn't get rejected, than when a person private davens by himself. And the mile it is, even a person doesn't have such kavona when he davens. I mean, of course, one should try not kavona. But if one doesn't have such kavona, when a person's davening with a tzibur, the tefillah is to a certain degree accepted. On Chazal, Sheha Mispal Yechidi, not amongst the tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's boidik, checks the tefillahs much more before they get accepted up there. So if you're accompanied part of a tefillah in a tzibur, the chances of the tefillah being accepted are much higher. And therefore, that's a big, big miler to daven with tefillah with tzibur. Whether one's mechuyev mamish in tefillah with tzibur, I must tell you, it's very interesting, losh of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Rambam's loshen is, in Perek Hei Mitzvah Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam's loshen is... I'm talking about tefillah b'tzibur. The main, we'll see this person some time, hopefully. When we talk about tefillah b'tzibur, it's quite right. The main part of tefillah b'tzibur is that a person starts Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. That is the best thing. That is what's called tefillah b'tzibur. So you start holding them. One's very nice. That's all very good. Yeah, but whatever it is, the main idea of tefillah b'tzibur is that you are davening your Shmoneh Esrei with 10 people at the same time. That is tefillah b'tzibur. That's what we're talking about. It looks like a tefillah like that, the chances of being accepted are much, much higher. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says, tefillah b'tzibur nishmas tomid. The tefillah of b'tzibur is always heard. Even the people amongst them are sinners. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu most tefillah of Shulchan Aruch. Which doesn't reject the tefillah of the public. The Vikot Soich Odom Shatev Atzma in Matzibo. A person should join with a Tzibo, Velo Yispal Bi Yechidi. If he can, double the Tzibo, see when you've got exceptions. But the Maisa ideally certainly wants to try and daven with a Tzibo. Any part of any Tzibo you've got with you, davening, you should try and daven with them. That's always a good thing. That's reply Shachris Min Chamayras. All Tzibos with Tzibo are like this. The Loshna Shulchan Aruch is, let's see if we can find it here. Shulchan Aruch's Loshna is, Yishtadl Odom Nispal Beis HaKnesses. A person should make an effort to daven in Shul, Imat Sibur. The Imu honest, if a person is honest, then different things. But Avada, the Lechatchila thing is that a person should try and daven to the Sibur. Master, someone was moaning me a while ago, actually, he told me I should look around in the Shul. Tuck and range from what he said to me. He said, you look, when they start Shulchan Esra, there's probably about a third of the people in the shul who are starting with a tzibur. The other two thirds catch up later. That's not right. That's not the ideal. The ideal is, we say you can get around, I have to get to this, but I said the ideal is that when they start the Sinai Shmoneh Esrei, everyone should be davening that Sinai Shmoneh Esrei together. That's the ideal. That's what we mean by tefillah b'tzibur. That is the definition of tefillah b'tzibur, that the people are starting the Shmoneh Esrei together. Mishmur says over here, Yishtadl, let's see if we can find it here, see if Tess. Well, feeling yesterday, I saw a basin. Someone's got a minion of 10 people in the house. Yishtadl beis hakadesis. There's a mile down in the shul. I am, see if you're can see that as well. And he says also, what's the mile? I could have spoke, doesn't reject the feeling of a tzibur, and therefore one should daven there. Sorry?
You've got a minion in your house.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Because it seems like a basic more kedusha. It could be if someone's got a regular minion in the house, as a minion, that could be all right. But I'm talking about myself. Someone's got a one-off minion, let's say a Friday night, a minion in someone's house on Friday night. You will see when you're with exceptions, but if someone's got a one-off minion on Friday night, for example, in the house, and he's got a shul, then the mile of a shul overrides really davening in a private house. Sorry?
Maybe
else, but all the smell of the smell. Oh, so that's another thing. So here the Mishnah Berurah says another also interesting. The next one. Then he says, interesting. Yeshlo shtei botei kenisiyos. Someone's got two shuls in town. The echad yesh boi berov am. One of them got a lot of people. Mitzvah yispal boi yisa. Now, according to that, the chayav, one to five of that, so everyone should be going to the bigger shul in the town. What?
Nobody would be left at
Dublin. Yeah, no, Dublin. All the small minorities are closed down. So I think that before she say ready, that first of all, if a person finds that it's too big in a big shul, he doesn't feel he can daven proper in a big shul. Or let's say it's a different nusach. That's not his nusach. Or it's he finds it more comfortable davening in a smaller shul. He gets more. I don't know. He gets closer to the rov. He finds the davening more uplifting in such a place. Then one is allowed to do that. But if one, all things being equal, someone's sort of visited somewhere, for example, it makes no difference where he davens. He's got a choice of going to two shuls. So the chayra, he's got a mile of going to the big shul. Because the more people there, Moshe, it looks like tefillah with a lot of people davening has got an advantage over a shul where there's not so many people davening. That's what it looks like. So it looks like that's the case. There's a big kasha actually. The Magen Avraham, I think, brings from a Gemara. Actually, he says that one should go to the furthest shul in town to get schar psias, to get schar licha. You get a reward for walking. But the after Magen Avraham, the chayyah is a mitzvah ein mavin. If you walk past a shul, you should really pass that. Okay, one has to know how that works. Okay, let's look at a few of the halachas over here. But that's the advantage of Tfilah B'Tzeil. I say Tfilah B'Tzeil is a big mile. It's not just an advantage. Lamaisa, pashas to many of the mafarshim, it's a chiv gomor, actually. It's a proper chiv. And you can see in the Shulchan Aruch, which we're going to do as a one day, that how far one has to go for Tfilah B'Tzeil. It's not a joke. It's quite a long way. So there's obviously quite a chiv to be mishtatim in the Tfilah B'Tzeil. There's another big shaila about people who go on holiday and they go to a place where there's no minyan.
So,
what? Lechachil, they bought these places. So that's also a very big question. Can someone point themselves to a matzav where there's no minyan? That's also a good question. That's also a topic in itself, really. Whether one should arrange to go to that. No, if there's no other way, as Chloe in Halacha, the certain times a person is not going down on a minyan moshe, it's a hefsed moment. Someone has to be at work, for example. He's employed by someone to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's no minyan available from the daven at that time. Yeah, so then he's got a patur. Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly there are certain exemptions in Tfilah B'Tzeil. So one has to know how far this goes. Well, Shulchan Aruch will hopefully cover this sometime, what exactly is allowed and what's not allowed. Let's have a look at a few things over here. Another thing also which is saying, Tfilah B'Tzeil, of course we said, is a mila, obviously, to daven in the shul. But there are certain times where you can daven in the house. Where's that? Nachman Eslan, the base of Oval. Let's say the Oval needs a minion. So even though it could be practically, it might be better than davening in the shul, there's a mile of davening in the shul, like the Mishnah Berurah says, but to help make a minyan for someone else is also very choshev, that overrides actually going to davening in the shul. Also interesting, that's where else is there, where other exceptions are there, besides the Beis HaOvel. The Chasna, also, someone goes to a Chasna, and what happens is, that's also another big question, in the middle of the Chasna, should one daven Mariv? So some people don't like this because they say it takes away from the Simcha. Everyone's in the center, in the middle of the Chasna, people are dancing around, and then all of a sudden people go out to make a minyan. So what happens is you take away a bit from the Simcha. Is that correct? That's a big question. I think many of them do allow this. And there again, when you daven, you're not davening in the shul. You're davening in the hall somewhere in a private room. So there again, the authority is no problem because there you're doing it not to take away from. If you have to go to shul, you'll be mummy's taking a long time. It's detracting from simcha shoshana kala. So in such a case there, where it's a tzorech, when it's allowed to daven in a private room, one's got 10 people there, even though it's not a basic knesset, I haven't got the varsha basic knesset, it's still okay to do a chasna. I've heard this many times. I didn't realize until this time I was reading. There's also an interesting shy about Chil Hashem. Let's say someone woke up late in the morning and he wants to know, should he go to shul? It's very, very late now. Is it going to be a Chil Hashem if he walks in so late to shul? People look at him, oh, this person comes so late to shul. I never realized this, but I heard actually someone say to me about someone, I can't understand, this guy comes to shul so late, I can't understand. So people look at other people sometimes, not the right thing to be doing. But now this person thinks, am I making Chil Hashem by going to the minyan so late? So if that's Taka his cheshbon and it's right, then he can done be his own.
Rather than going with a minion.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to make a Chil Hashem. Well,
there's a whole minion davening. They're all making a Chil Hashem.
But first of all, this person is meant to be a Tava Chochem. You know what it's like. This person is to roll in a certain place. What is he doing davening so late? Everyone else, they've got their own time. They're working themselves. They can do what they want. But this person here is... Your Donna Kapsos, you must have heard a shiur about Donna Kapsos. You're very good. But not everyone's heard that shiur. And therefore, sometimes he thinks a cheshbon that people are going to think about me. I've heard this from someone actually. Some don't do it. That's the problem. So in such a case where he has to be realistic with himself. Is it true? If it's such a truth, he thinks that by me going to this place, you make Echel Hashem. Then one has to know. What shul you're going to as well? Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I don't know how it works. Maybe we'll cover this also better sometimes. I mean, someone told me, I'm not mentioning any names, but I was once somewhere out of this place. I went to Dublin in a certain shul, and someone told me that it was a rob. So you should not Dublin in a shul. Many of the people there are Mechalel Shabbos. I don't know if you've got a minion there, so it's not right to daven such a shul.
Why is it not right?
Because if you haven't got people who are showing material mitzvahs, maybe they're not countable to me. I must say, it's an interesting question. So there's certain times that, you know, one has to make a cheshbon of what's right to be doing. Sorry?
Worse than the davening
be yechidus. No, but there you're hearing the whole shul you're going to do. You've got all shul and es, you're hearing all brocks and everything.
Is it
making... Is it a shul between
that
shul and different shul?
No, no. That shul will be yechidus. So I'm telling you what this person told me, whether it's true. I've heard a lot of quotes from people I don't know. I find it a chiddush actually, because the chevra of coming to shul, they don't know better. So I mean, they're coming. At least they're coming. I would have thought it's still a ma'ir davening them. I don't know. I'm just telling you what someone told me. Oh, it's another question actually. That, as far as I remember, says also there's a ma'ir of davening the shul without a minyan. That means suppose someone woke up late. Or he's in a place where there's only 1 minion in town. What happens in the middle of nowhere? Someone's only 1 minion in town. Then I see overslept. So he thinks to himself, look, shall I daven at home or shall I go to the shul? Meister, big mile davening in the shul. Davening in the shul is a big mile.
Even though
it's Yechidus. Davening, I can't remember, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, it's clear as far as I remember. That is a mile of davening in the shul, Yechidus, in Yechidus, as opposed to davening at home by yourself.
Could be a Calvin Heinrich, because of people who are not showing Shabbos. You should
double with them. But I'm just telling you, it's a bit worse there because you've got chazors for shats there. Some they make chazors for shats with this broad time is not very good.
They'll make you with you or without you.
That's true, but you don't answer me. What do you do? You're a bit of a pickle. I was once in one of these shul, I don't want to give anything away, and the rabbi done for the Ahmed. So this is chazors for shats. All of a sudden, he jumped from, I think, Hashirenu to Vela Malshinim.
When was this?
Quite a long time ago, Mashi. He just jumped, he missed out a whole lot. Anyway, I wasn't sure if I was right, but I say you have to be careful sometimes in these places. There's no one else there to tell him that he's jumped out. So it's problematic sometimes. So you're asking what's better? I don't know. Someone told me he's a mashgiach somewhere actually. He goes to supervise different food items. So he told me, I asked him where he davened when he goes there. I'm not mentioning names again where he is. He said he doesn't go to these places for the minute. They start very, very late there. It's well past the office of Man Tefillah. And he said he's not happy to daven in such places. He davened to be a chiddush, he told me. So I'm saying sometimes when I say a cheshbon, I'm saying generally, Tefillah and Sippah is a very, very choshba thing. They want to try whatever one can to do that. The Poskim say, I was wondering about this as well, some people, Taina, they daven better privately at home, more kavana than when they go to shul. So the old question is, yeah, people say, I've got for this for a long time. Actually, Boshim, today I found this. Now, they speak about this. I haven't got the time to go through it. Maybe we'll look at it tomorrow. But the apostle said, nowadays, certain ones shouldn't do this. It's not a good thing. Those people who claim that they daven much better when they daven at home, it's much better for them to come to shul early, start much earlier than everyone else, and then at least get better than everyone else. That's always a mila. So to say that you daven with more kavana at home is not a terrace. Daven in shul, come early in shul, start everything early, and then at least you've got shul and esther, and that's a minor thing. There were great tzaddikim who davened at home. There were definitely people who did this, but that's on their level. For us, for the general public, this is not an option. The apostles say one should not use this as an option of davening and be yechidus because he feels it's better. Yes, I wrote about this actually. There's a Mishnah Berurah about this actually. But I think the Mishnah Berurah is Loshen is that is talking about someone who davens regularly. If someone's davens regularly, interesting word is actually, if someone davens regularly benets, then he's not mechuyev to go to Philip at Sibyl if he can't get a netz minyan. But someone who doesn't do this regularly, as far as I know, hasn't got this answer. All right, we'll stop there. What?
What's the topic today?
Yeah.